Mandy,
Heidi.
another week, another bed that you're lying in. That is a different one than last week. I don't think you're vibrating this week as you were last week. Tell us
No.
all about your week so far.
Well, my week so far is I have spent most of it in noon in Georgia. I got here Sunday afternoon, and they say you can't come home again, but they are wrong. Although I did ride by my little house yesterday,
I saw that.
y'all. So I bought this little house right out of law school. It needed a little love and attention, and my dad and I spent many, 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 many a Saturday and Sunday working in the yards of that house.
Yeah.
We built two fences. We built a backyard fence. We built a front yard picket fence. We did foundational planting. We did landscaping around the fences. And when I tell y'all, I rode by there yesterday, and they have ripped every bit of that landscaping out. I wanted to vomit.
And not like they trimmed it badly or
No.
trimmed it down to the stubs.
Ripped it out. I mean, we're talking about 20 years of Indian hawthorn and
Why?
beaming and 15 years of two beautiful crepe myrtles.
Why?
And there was a little tree in the front yard that probably could, I mean, it was sort of borderline. It could have stayed or it could have, but they've taken that tree down. I don't know. It looked like they had put like a giant boxwood like right in the middle of the yard. I don't know. And it's
So,
painted a horrible color and it needs a new paint job. I just was like, oh God, it made me want to cry.
I am shocked. I'm shocked that you did not get out of the car and knock on the door and ask them those very questions.
I don't know who lives there. I don't know if it's the
It doesn't
same.
matter.
I sold it to a woman who was renting it to her two daughters. And I suspect that they are not there anymore. Because they had left things pretty much the same. And so this is a new thing. Because I mean, I sold it. I've been gone 12 years. So it's almost been 10 years since I sold it. So I'm sure it's changed hands. I did almost go because the porch swing on the front porch was my grandfather's swing. And when I moved, I asked my dad, I said, do you want me to take that swing? Do you want me to get that? And he was like, no. And then he changed his mind later. And I tried to get in touch with him to see if I could buy it from him. And they didn't ever contact me back. So I did think, I could go ask about that porch swing, but I don't know who lives there.
And
So.
just mention by chance, what the hell did you do to my
The hell
yard?
did you do with my crepe myrtles?
What did you do in my yard?
Golly.
Oh, Lord, God bless it.
Yeah, that didn't make me happy. But other than that, it's still noon in town. Went to lunch at the Redneck today. Got a
Is that
little
where you've talked about that place before? There's a biscuit there, maybe, right? What's there? Pimento cheese?
Mina
There we
cheese.
go.
My favorite's the Rusty Rooster.
Oh, okay.
That's Miss Seal.
There we go.
So that's fun. And then last night I went to a Braves game. Listen, y'all, the Braves, the hits, as in hit by pitch, just keep coming. We were in Anaheim last week, reunited with our beloved Ron Washington, which they did a little special and Wash and EY, who both left to go to the Angels when Washington was hired as the manager, and it made me cry. All these old videos. But lost the first game, but won the next two games and were playing really well. And lo and behold, if Travis d'Arnaud and Austin Riley didn't get hit by pitch, I think Travis got hit Saturday, Austin got hit Sunday, and Austin's wrist is broken and he is out for the rest of the regular season.
I feel like there's a black cloud of injury over the Braves this year.
I mean, somebody made a like compilation video
Yeah.
for like all the big injuries of the season. It's just, and then somebody else was like, here was our opening day roster. We made it 6 innings. 6 innings before somebody got hurt. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I went to a Braves game last night. We were playing the Phillies. I was gifted these tickets a long time ago, and I picked the series because it was the against the Phillies, and I thought it'd be really fun. I thought we'd be in a good race with them, which it's not as bad as it could be because they've been playing like crap the last little bit.
Yeah.
So they're not that far ahead of us. And we actually won. So I remain undefeated at Truist Park.
I think you need to just move up there.
As somebody said on Facebook today, can we all get together and just sponsor that you go to at least the rest of the games in this series and really the rest of the games all year?
Yes.
Like, listen, I'm open to this suggestion. And then
Of
the
course.
guy who gave me my tickets last night was like, do you need tickets for tonight? I was like, I got to feed these children a vegetable.
Yeah.
Because I am keeping our old friend Sanders and his sister Addie.
Precious little girl that she
Basically,
is.
they're basically self-watering. It is not hard at all. Like last night, I left and said, I've been like, I'll cook something and leave it for y'all. And then they told me they didn't like broccoli, and my plans were shot. And so I just sent him a text after school yesterday and said, y'all go get Chick-fil-A. I'll feed you a vegetable tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, I have to feed them a vegetable, so I'm not gonna go to the rest of the games. But it was super fun. I got to go with my friend Lena, who I had not seen in way too long.
Good.
She does not like baseball. So it was interesting to she was asking me funny questions, which made me laugh, but she actually has just started seeing a guy who's a Phillies fan. And so
Well, that's interesting.
she was so funny. She said, okay, when we get there, she had gone because she's Lana. She had gone and gotten a Braves t-shirt.
Love it.
And so, but she said, so when we get to the stadium, I'm going to go buy a Phillies shirt to put over this. And I was like, girl, you ain't buying a Phillies shirt at
No,
the stadium. She's like,
they don't have
I'm
those.
not. I'm like, no, girl, this is not the mall.
It's a concourse, not a mall.
Is the Braves Stadium. But anyway, that was entertaining.
I
So,
love it.
we have fun. We have fun. But I thought I would start doing something I did last year. Because as we get sort of towards the end and we start seeing the teams that are most likely to sort of be in the playoffs, I thought I would give y'all some other people to root for.
Yeah.
When, you're not rooting for the Braves. And we're starting with the American League because, they won't be playing the Braves until the World Series, if we make it to the World Series, which is going to take a lot of luck. But so I wanted to tell y'all about Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby plays for the Kansas City Royals, which I think they last won a World Series like in 2014, maybe. And before that, it had been a real long
Yeah.
time. Like, it was sort of, baseball is so governed by money. And since there's not like a salary cap, it's real easy for the teams in the big markets to get all the good players
Well, I
because.
feel like St. Louis and Kansas City are so close together that the Cardinals, right? The Cardinals get.
Well, they're in different divisions, so it doesn't really it That isn't really what affects
Well, but
it.
even fan base, right?
Well, that could be. They're on different sides of the state, so
Oh, they are? Okay.
they're in different markets.
It's been a long time since I've been to
But it's
either of
Missouri.
those. Yeah, it's Missouri.
So it's not like it's a large population. So both of them are definitely like mid markets. And so
Yeah.
when you have the mid markets like Cleveland and a lot of them end up being in the central divisions because it's sort of that middle
The
of the
Western.
country that has the smaller markets, and they just don't have as much money to spend on players. So, it's harder for them. They sort of have to hit just the right group of folks to do it. But so
Right.
Bobby Witt Jr. got drafted, I think, in 2019 and got called up in 2022, and has just taken off this year. The kid grew up in Coleyville, Texas, and he wears a mullet like he did, like he grew up in Coleyville, Texas. He has
Amazing.
three older sisters. His dad was a Major League Baseball player. So, he grew up around the game, but he has just been a man on fire this year, which is great because the Royals just signed him to a really nice long-term deal,
Good.
which doesn't always happen. A lot of times people, get their 7 years in and go to free agency, and that's when they make their money. But the Royals sort of took a page from the Braves and went ahead and locked him up while he's young and, got him nailed in. And it's good because it's good for them to have like a franchise player that people can root for. And he made it to, it was down to he and Teoscar Hernandez, who ended up winning the home run derby. But Bobby Witt Jr. was the other guy. He was the runner up. And so he's just a good kid. He's easy to root for, and he's playing really, really well. So just wanted to turn y'all on to the magic of Bobby Witt Jr.
I'll
as
be
a
on the lookout for him.
player of the week. You will know him by his curly mullet.
It's a curly mullet. It's not
And
just a mullet.
it may be permed. It may actually be permed. I'm not sure.
Wow.
It's got that look about it.
Wow. All right. All right. Bobby.
What about you, Miss Katie? You had your birthday
Well,
last
I did. You outed me on the Instagram, which is fine.
I
I'm,
do.
birthdays are not. Mandy, we don't like to be celebrated because we don't like the attention.
Oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable. What do I do? Yeah.
Yep. So, it was the perfect day for me though. It was Elvis Day, of course. I was born the day Elvis died, August 16th, 1977. If you know anything about Elvis, you will know that he was in Macon not too long before that. And Katie was in utero and went to the concert. So technically, I did see him in concert before I was born. And look, I mean, I'm just saying that Elvis and Katie were two big personalities, and there was no room on this earth for both of us. So Elvis had to exit, and I had to come in. My mother loves to tell the story that when she woke up from her C-section, which, they did not keep you awake from those back in
Right.
1977, all the nurses wanted to talk about and cry about was that Elvis had died. And my mother said, "Well, that's awful. However, do
He
I have
deserves
a kid? Do I have a kid?"
that, my baby.
And it turned out to be me. So every year on my birthday, I get something Elvis. I have a velvet Elvis that I got on my 30th birthday. Yes, indeed. Most of the gifts are not quite that big. This year was a Elvis CD. I'm going to just leave that right there. It was an Elvis CD. So there we go. And so I had a great day. I had lots of messages, and I had some very kind friends that did very nice things for me. I was supposed to go down to visit my friend Christine, but she had the stomach flu, which is going around up here. And so I politely declined her offer to still come down there.
Yeah, no, we'll pass on that, but
That is
thanks.
not the gift I wanted for my birthday.
No, gonna pass. Thanks.
And so I knew I had to be down at school today. So yesterday I decided to make my Katie day. And I didn't make it. I didn't go to the high. There's a good exhibit coming that I want to see later. And so I will go back when I can see all the new things. There wasn't really anything new and crazy I wanted to see right now. But I did go to Skadfash and I met. There's a lady walking through the museum a couple times and she's like, I just had to stop and talk to you. You seem like you'd be my people. And I was like, all right. All right. And she turns out she's a textiles conservator for Skadfash Museum. And so she had been working on all these 1920s, very elaborately hand beaded, beautiful gowns. And it was fascinating to talk to her. She lives in Savannah, but had come up to Atlanta to work on the collection. And it was just great. And
That's
I feel like
fun.
I made a new friend.
Good.
Look at that. So there's that. And then last night I went to one of my favorite places to go in Midtown, South City Kitchen. And I risked it because, like we talked about last week, I've got those shots. I'm still trying to navigate how much I can eat, but I did just fine. I had a lovely old fashioned and I had a crab cake and I had some cheese grits.
Good.
And I did just fine. So look at that. I can still eat. So it was a great day. It was literally around the corner from the hotel where I was staying. So I went for an early dinner and walked back and piled up in the bed because I had to be at school at about, I wanted to get there a little early, so I could practice what I was reading in chapel. So I had to be at school at like 8 o'clock this morning. And if I had come from up here, I would have had to get up at like 5 in the morning.
Let me just tell you what I've been doing this week.
Yeah.
Speaking of 5 in the morning,
Tell me, tell me.
these children go to cross country practice.
Oh.
Oh, and they went Monday and then they went today. They have to be there at 5:30.
Be there at 5:30.
Be there at 5:30. Now, as I have mentioned, they are basically self-watering.
Right.
They get up and get themselves ready. They don't even eat breakfast. But I do feel the need to at least get up and make
Of
sure that all
course.
that is happening, right?
Yes.
So that's,
Ooh.
yeah. Yeah.
Painful.
Because remember, I live in Central Time.
Right. So it's
So,
4:30. And you're a full grown adult with no children, so you don't have to get up at 5:30 to go to cross country ever.
I do get up at 6 typically to walk the dog because I live in a wet sock.
Well, you do. But that won't last forever.
The dog or the sock?
The sock or the dog, maybe. I don't
Either.
know. I like this dog. I wish you'd hang on to him for about 6 months and let me see what my schedule's going to be next semester.
Listen, you never know.
You never know. You never know.
You never know.
So, anyway, that's what I did this morning. I'm glad I did it. The Marriott down in Midtown is not, it's not the Four Seasons, which is next door, but it's also not the price of the Four Seasons.
Right.
And so, therefore, it was just fine. It was just fine.
I got to stay at that Four Seasons one time when I was interviewing for law school. In law school, when I got my callbacks, got to stay at the Four Seasons for 2 nights.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I waved at it as I walked by to go around the corner to South City Kitchen. Like, I wish I could stay there, but I could stay at the Four Seasons for what I could stay 2 nights at my favorite High Hampton up in North
I
Carolina.
know.
So I was like,
Crazy.
nope. But it was a good night and it was a great morning. I'm glad I took the summer off, but it was so nice to be back in chapel, to be participating in worship in that way, to hear someone else preach,
Yeah.
to be with my people. Like, there were people excited to see me. That doesn't happen a lot. So it was great to
Good.
be missed and feel the love. So it was a really great day. And then I came back. And I'm just waiting on, I've got two professors that have not dropped the syllabus yet for my classes next semester, and they start next week. and my head is about to explode about it. So I'm resisting just the way you resisted the urge to get out of your car and go accuse people of ripping landscaping out. I'm resisting the urge to email some of the greatest thinkers in their fields about my syllabus.
Listen, I've got this calendar. I need to be filling
Look, let me tell you what I did today. I got one of them. So I had had my color-coded calendar out. I'm flipping through the pages. I have had my color-coded calendar, and I'm like, I need these too. I need them desperately. So I'm trying.
Oh, boy.
So and then here's what I got mad about today. Emory is what it is. It's a lot of people doing a lot of different things, like campus-wide. And one of the things that ticked me off today was I realized that my parking pass had expired and no one emailed me to get me to renew it. So I'm on the waiting list for the closer parking deck. I'm gonna have to ride the
Oh,
bus again if I want to park where I have been assigned. But usually after the first day of classes, a lot frees up and it'll be fine. And I may just pay to play and park in guest parking for a couple weeks. But Lord have mercy. I did not get any. I look back in my email. I have not gotten an email about it.
yeah, that's annoying.
I was so mad. So anyway, that's what I did today. I was excited and mad, which is kind of the way I go with Emery. I met
Listen.
my new dean today and he said, "Oh, I know who you are." And I was like, "Oh God."
Could
That is
be
not good.
good.
No, well, I mean, it could be, but I don't know. Don't know. We'll see. He's very
Well,
nice. He's very nice.
good.
Yeah. So next week, that's what starts Tuesday morning. I have to be down there for a class at 10 o'clock. So there
Exciting.
we go. There we go. The Little League World Series. I have not been watching as much. I normally get so excited. I think I had sports overload. Maybe I needed a break. And I don't know why, but The West Wing has been calling my name. So I've been rewatching The West Wing.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right? It's very apropos for right now. So I have been dreaming of having a President Bartlett. Anyway.
Twitter has been a fire with the West Wing references.
Yes.
My favorite I saw this week was the Wisconsin delegation at the roll call last night, all had on cheese heads.
Yes, they did.
And it said what Josh thought was going to happen when he met Donna's family.
Yep. That was a good one. Good one. That's a
Right?
good. I like
I like
that.
that
I like
one.
that. I like that.
Yeah.
But we are getting like this is getting down to the end of the Little League World Series. I hope you've been watching. I have been watching some. Right now, Chinese Taipei and Japan, which is always a powerhouse. Chinese Taipei is beating them 3-0.
Wow.
I know that's almost unheard of. The guy that's the Japanese manager has been managing that team. I mean, when I say decades, I mean like 5 decades. He's an older gentleman who's so cute. And so I know this is a tough game. So good for Chinese Taipei. We still have in it Henderson, Nevada, and I can't pronounce the name in Texas. Bourne, Bourne, maybe the E silent, Bourne. And then that little Mexican
Byron.
team is still hanging in there. Then I don't know, Venezuela and then Florida and Hawaii. That little Hawaii team is very, very good. I've seen them play a couple times and they're good. So I hope you're enjoying the Little League World Series. I'm going to watch as much as possible, but I will be out of town this weekend. So I'm not sure how much of it I will get to finish up, but
I did enjoy, I haven't
I'm
watched any
excited.
of it. But I sure did enjoy seeing all the interactions between the big leaguers and the
Yes.
boys on Sunday.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say that I did see that the boys some of the I think Well, I don't remember what team, Texas maybe or Hawaii, rode over with the Yankees, and they got to, they were on the bus with them and had some footage of that. And then did you see one of the Yankees has a weird like stance in the
One
box?
Soto. Juan
Yeah.
Soto, he does the Soto shuffle.
And they were all shuffling behind him, and that was real cute.
The
So
Canadian team, you could see when they were
yeah.
filming Soto at the plate, the Canadian team was behind him all in red. And when he started doing the shuffle, you could see them all like, well, there it is, there it is. There's the shuffle.
So
That's
great.
awesome.
So great.
My other favorite story out of all of that was Jazz Chisholm. Which, yeah, that's a real name, y'all.
All right.
Jazz
If you say that
Chisholm,
wrong or in a weird
Jazz
accent.
Chisholm, who was just traded to the Yankees from the Marlins, he is actually hurt, but he bonded so much with his little fella that was on the bus next to him that he gave him a chain, and the kid was like, I can't wear this. I might lose it. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't take the pressure. And then, but they Jazz told him, whatever you need, you text me, gave him his number. He said, if y'all need equipment, you let me know. He said, I'm gonna get you in the big leagues. That's your dream. We're gonna make that happen. So whatever you need. And he was real serious about it. So,
I
I mean, we'll
love
see.
that. I love that.
Yep.
And again, that's why I just love this whole series so much, is just because of those very things. The other thing that stood out to me in that whole thing, I don't know if you saw the little girl that is their reporter, on-field reporter.
No.
Oh my gosh, she is, let me tell you, we need to turn her loose on the world now. She's poised. She's got great questions. She is not afraid to ask them. She
For her.
is maybe like 12, 13. I love her. So if you get a chance to see the little sideline reporter that they have employed, then just watch her. She'll be on your TV, reading the news pretty soon.
Awesome.
The other thing that's coming up this weekend, and I know I'm not gonna watch because again I'll be out of town, will be the first football game of the season. And I'm so excited about it. The two teams I could kind of care less. It's Tech and FSU are playing over in Dublin, Ireland, and that's gotten to be a thing. And this is not the first. Last year they had Notre Dame over there, and this year it's Tech and FSU. And I'm sure it'll be a great game. I'm sure it'll be tons of fun. So, more importantly, though, the season is right round the corner.
But you know, that's why I'm here, is that Kelly and James have gone to that game. They went with some friends who are FSU fans. Kelly's a big George Tech fan. And like the first night they were there, they ran into like four people they know from Noonan a bar in Galway. Galway, Ireland.
Okay. You can't literally can't go anywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
So funny.
That reminds me of, I've told the story I think on here. My grandmother, I got home from the mall one time when I was a teenager, and the phone rings and it's my grandmother, and Gogi says, I heard you were behaving at the mall today. Thank you for representing our family well in public. And I said, were you there? You should have said something. And she said, oh no, someone told me that saw you. And I said, I don't know what's going on. She said, there is nowhere that you could go that I
Right.
will not find out how you're behaving. And I was like, yes, ma'am.
It's all right. She ain't lying.
Apparently, even Dublin, Ireland. So there we go. So yeah, all good things coming up. Manny, I'm so excited about this food. Now that I know that you went to a place called the Redneck, this food makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, the redneck chef salad is not a redneck version. There's not like
I was wondering what made it that way. Did
chitlins
you,
and, you know,
right,
corn
exactly.
pone.
Okay. All right.
No. It's just the idea of it. It's a salad I love, that I get at the redneck, and it's just a good reminder. It's basically just like mixed greens,
Right.
But they load it up with turkey and ham and then just a little bit of bacon. And like that's just a good reminder. Like it's just a good formula to use as we're all like everybody I talk to. I don't know if protein is going to end up being like the snack wells of the 2020s. Perhaps we're
Right.
going to look back and be like, remember that time where all we were trying to eat was protein?
Right.
So, but everybody I talk to is trying to get more protein and more fiber. And this is just like a great way to do it that's delicious and satisfying. And so, just when you're making a salad, go on and pile some good deli meat. Now, make sure it's not got listeria in it, which is a concern right now. And also, can we talk about how expensive Boar's Head deli meat is?
Is very expensive.
But it's a great salad. And if you're ever in Noonan, go to the Redneck and get the salad and don't get it with ranch, get it with Miss Seal's blue cheese dressing.
There we go.
I gotta get that recipe from her. It's the best
Yes.
blue cheese dressing. But anyway, just a reminder to sort of that that's just a good way to sort of hit all those notes. And then the other thing I was going to talk about is sort of my favorite places to eat in the Battery or at Truist, if you have
Yes.
to find yourself around there. They've got an Antico, which the best
Pizza,
pizza you
Alana.
will ever put in your mouth. It's a zoo on game days. The whole
Oh, I
Battery
bet.
is a zoo on game days. But Antico's delicious. They've also got a Superica, which
I don't know that one.
oh, it's a great. They've got one in maybe Krog Market.
Okay.
I know that they've got several locations in Atlanta, including one at the Battery. That's where Lana and I ate last night. Just really good Mexican food.
Okay.
So recommend that. If you go on their website, it says you can get on their wait list. That does not apply for game day. Just FYI. So if
Aha.
you think you're on the wait list, you are wrong. They also have delicious margaritas, which makes it less painful when you get there and find out you weren't really on the waiting list this whole time. So, but both of those are delicious options. And then they have a Holman and Finch,
Love it.
which has one of the best burgers. The real location of Holman and Finch only do burgers on Friday nights and they sell out like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So the Holman and Finch that they have at the Battery, and it's in the Battery and in the park. Like it sort of bridges that barrier.
Okay.
So but they're just great burgers. You cannot get them without onions, which is a real problem for my sister. But as long as you're okay with onions, then I highly recommend the burger.
Yeah.
I will say my friend Lana, who went with me to the game last night, has celiac. And so when I was like looking to see what the
Yeah.
gluten-free options were inside the park, they're not a lot. So that was one of the reasons why we ended up at Superica beforehand. So just know that too. But those are all you can't miss if you're going to the Battery
Huh.
or to Truist. I've also eaten at like there's a gigantic like sit down restaurant with some baseball themed name.
Yeah.
I mean it's fine, but like meh,
Well, and
don't
if
do
you're
that.
gonna go to anything in Atlanta, might as well do a traditional Atlanta fun
Yeah.
place.
And they have Jimmy's ice cream in the Battery, so definitely go get some Jimmy's ice cream,
Of
which we did not do
course.
last night, but you should.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about your favorites, Katie.
So I found a new favorite restaurant indicator. My friend Lindsay was in town for her so she does school at Candler remotely, so therefore she's only in town certain times, and she was up here, and it was her birthday the day before mine.
Talking to Shelby.
There we go. And so El Ponce is where she wanted to go for her birthday. And it is probably some of the best Mexican I have had in a long time. an authentic Mexican.
Yum.
So actual. Oh, hey, puppy dog. That's my favorite right there, is a puppy dog.
That's Shelby.
Hey,
She's not
Shelby.
loud on the bed except when Miss Mandy's here.
There we go. All the rules are thrown out the window when Miss Mandy's there.
Oh.
But if you're anywhere near Decatur, El Ponce is so good. It's got a pink sign out front with like a Elvis looking guy that's got a pompadour and a heart on his face. But when I tell you, like, every waiter in there is fabulous and Mexican and like an actual Mexican heritage human, and like the food is great. And they're so kind, and the drinks are great. It was just so good. So go to El Ponce Indicator if you're in Atlanta. And it's got good parking, which is also not normal up in that area. So the parking wraps all the way around the building. So that's also a plus.
Listen, nothing can stop me from going and doing something than the parking situation.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. But what it also reminded me was, because a lot of the people that were there were also remote students, and it is so nice to see people that are friends outside of a Zoom box. Like, they have legs. One guy was a whole lot shorter than I thought he was, like shorter than me, short. One guy was extremely tall, and I was like, you don't look that tall on camera. So anyway, it was just great. It was great to be around people that I have been in classes with, but not seen in person a lot. And so it was really good to be outside the same box.
Good, that's fine.
The next favorite is, I've been reading a lot this summer, and happy to do it and glad to do it. But, sometimes, Mandy, sometimes you got to know when to put the book down. And, that was really my favorite thing I did this week, was this one book. Also, it was on a Southern Living must read list, and I think after reading as much of the book as I did, that Southern Living has lost its mind. When I tell you, this was the weirdest book.
Was it Verity by Colleen Hoover?
It was not. It was called All Fours by
I'm
Amanda
reading that right
July.
now.
Oh my God.
I've heard great things about it.
It's terrible.
It had a great, it has one of the best lines I've ever read. Hold on. Somebody wrote a
What
whole
chapter are you in?
I've just started it.
Okay, wait till seven. Chapter seven, it takes a hard left turn and it never comes back. I mean, I put it down. I was like,
Okay,
I don't.
this one I've read far enough to read this line, and then somebody wrote their whole Substack thing about it. This quote: "This could be the turning point of my life. If I lived to be 90, I was halfway through. Or if you thought of it as two lives, then I was at the very start of my second life."
Well, her second life is a shit show.
I
I
like that concept
cannot wait. I cannot wait for you to text me when you start getting like chapter 11, especially, and then a little bit after that too. Like, it goes places. I was like, and if it had kept on that theme, I would have loved it. And that's what was so disappointing. But I think that the people at Southern Living read the first three or four chapters and then quit. Because there is nothing genteel or ladylike or Southern hospitality wise about a lot of things that happen in that book.
In fairness to Southern Living, they're not the only ones who have highly recommended
I
it.
know. That's what's so weird. Like, I was like, even my friend Becky was the same way. We were like, I was like, I can't. I'm out.
That's sort of how I feel about all the Colleen Hoover books after
Yeah.
I read Verity. I've never even started another one. And then that's also kind of how I felt about The Women.
Ugh. The Women was my least favorite, Kristen Hannah. And I know people that love it. And I'm like,
I do.
just retitle it, Nobody Ever Dies. This just gets weird, like
Okay, good.
kinky
Now
weird.
I'm
Kinky
excited.
weird. Like if it's your thing, ma'am, and you text me and you're like, ooh, I do that all the time, I'm gonna be like, I love you still. I'm confused by you, but I love you still.
Don't want to
So
hear about
there we go. So I've quit that book and I've moved on to another one, and I will in 2 weeks, I'm sure I'll be done with it and I'll tell you about it later.
Okay,
But it's very different from that book. I'm telling you, chapter 7, it takes a hard left turn.
good. Yeah, well, I can't wait to read it.
I can't wait for you to read it too. Oh, so speaking of the protein journey, if you listen to last week's episode, you will know that I am doing the weight loss shots. And of course, that means you got to eat a lot more protein, or that's what they tell me. So here are two things that I'm doing to help support my overall health and to help me get protein. One is this protein 2-0 drink. Now, it's like a Powerade, but with protein in it. I
Yeah.
have found that I like the blue raspberry, which only has 15 grams of protein. There are others that have 20 grams of protein. That's a lot. So if you need a bunch of protein and want to get it in your system, it's an easy way. I just drink it like I drank my tea during the day before. So that's a great way to get a bunch of protein in one spot.
Is it sweet?
It is. So that's why I like the blue raspberry is not quite as sweet. I don't love cherry. Everybody likes the cherry one, and I probably should try it, but cherry is my least favorite flavor of all the fruits. And so I have not gotten that one, but I think it's cherry lemon. So I might like that. So I need to try that one. But I tried the watermelon strawberry, and that's very sweet. I cut it with some lemonade. That's the other tip, is to cut it with some
Yeah.
lemonade. So there's that. And then the other thing that I'm doing to kind of help with everything else, gut health, antioxidant, just whatever, is I'm drinking some greens every day. And I like this mixed berry. I just, you can shake it up or put it in some water, and I use my frother that I don't use in my coffee. I use it to mix these greens up. And it's just a quick way to get some great boost to the start of your day. So those are the two new things that I am doing.
Good.
Yeah. So I hope that's helpful to all my protein girls.
Which
I've
I'm telling you,
really
it's everybody.
everybody. So everybody. But I will try that cherry and get back to you, because I think, I
I
really
just
like
have
the
a hard
raspberry better
time.
than the other one.
Yeah, I have a hard time with super sweet stuff.
That's why I think cutting it with lemonade has helped.
And I cannot, if
This is a
anybody
little
out
tart.
there has a protein powder.
Right.
Ugh, I cannot.
I think it's already kind of mixed in here, and so it's not, it takes some adjustment. This is
That's
not the
what
easiest thing I've ever done in my life. I can't
you
wait to
tried that,
be to the
yeah,
maintenance
the
part.
other side of it.
Yeah.
Have you tried the hemp parts?
Not yet, because I have not been to Whole Foods yet. I haven't been down that way, but I'll definitely go down that way soon and get those. So, yep.
I've been doing like a Greek yogurt parfait with those hemp hearts in it, and like you really can't, I really can't taste any difference with anything with them. So
Yeah, I love that. So I'll definitely try that. I'm really excited. But it's been good so far. I've definitely lost weight. I can not much. I mean, you don't want to drop 50 pounds in 3 weeks. So I don't
sure.
want to, it's definitely slow, but it's there. I'm gonna need some new bras. I can already tell. So that's not a bad thing.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So it's working so far, and I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to get back in a routine. I think that'll help too, with like I'm sitting here going, gosh, wanting to cook and do all the things like I've done this summer, and I just can't eat that much. I mean, I just can't.
Yeah.
So, I was worried about going out to dinner last night, but it worked out just fine. Should I have gotten the Southern Caesar salad with a piece of chicken on top? Probably. Did I? No. Is it the end of the world? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So there we go.
There you go.
Yeah. So tell me, what do you got coming up? When do you come home? So you're definitely there through at least Sunday.
Well, actually, I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Chicago.
Wait, what? You're leaving the children by themselves?
No,
Oh,
no.
okay.
There's the
Part two.
reinforcements coming. That's, Kelly probably never would have asked me to do this, but James was happy to ask me to do this.
Yeah.
And it was like back in the early part of the summer. And they had come, it was just the two of them down at the beach, and they came to dinner at Shunt Gully. And he's like, "Hey, can you keep the kids?" And I was like, "Well, let me look at my schedule."
Yeah.
And I was already scheduled to be here yesterday anyway. And so I was like, "Yeah." I said, "But the problem is, I'm going to be gone Thursday through Sunday."
Oh, okay.
So we just all kind of worked around that. But because I am the best sister in the world, I knew that my sister was going to be a little off kilter, having dropped her only child off at school.
Yes, indeed.
So for her Christmas present, I bought her tickets to the Pink and Sheryl Crow concert in Chicago on Saturday.
Girlfriend.
So we are flying into Chicago tomorrow morning.
My
We are
favorite
going to
city.
a Cubs game tomorrow afternoon.
Love it.
And then we are going to see Pink and Sheryl Crow on Saturday evening.
So much fun.
Flying back here Sunday, and then I'll stay here. Kelly and James get back on Wednesday.
Okay.
So I think they land at like 3 maybe. And so I think I'll hang around, make sure they're fl or maybe their flight, they've got a layover, I think, in Chicago. And so like I'm gonna hang around until they've at least made it back into the country.
Sure.
And then I'm going to head home because then I have to pick Freddie up in Pensacola at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. So,
Gotcha.
yeah. So we might need to adjust our recording.
Well, we're gonna have to anyway, because my week next week starts school, which I'm
Hi.
very excited about. I really am. But it just means a different schedule. So we'll work all that out, I'm sure. We always do. Because grace abounds here with just like we give grace to all our friends. Well, that sounds like a crazy, fun, busy week, and I'm so jealous.
Well, you said you're going out, and where are you going?
Oh, well, it is. You're gonna laugh. I am on. As the order of worship today said, I am a senior worship leader, which meant that I have done it before, but sounds like I'm old as dirt.
Or you're a senior in seminary.
I'm a senior in seminary too. So, it is the worship leader retreat.
That's fun. Where are y'all going?
We are going
Keep them mockily?
to Camp Glisten.
Course.
And we're going to be doing the low ropes course.
Oh God. Just listen.
Look.
When I went to Camp War Eagle and I accidentally pulled up Will's schedule instead of mine, and I saw that there was an icebreaker on it, and I broke out in hives immediately. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to do a ropes course.
I'm too old for this shit, but
You are too old for this shit. I'm gonna agree with you.
I've done a ropes course before. I can do a rope. I'll be fine. I will wear my closed
You'll be
toed
fine.
shoes and
You will be
just.
fine.
I'll be fine.
Will,
Will I want
listen.
to do it? No.
No.
Am I
No.
going to be the oldest one there, including the dean? Yes. But whatever. It'll be fun. I have asked for my own room. I snore like a freight train and I'm old as dirt. And what I said was, I'm perimenopausal and I have to get up all the time at night. And nobody wants to do that. Nobody
Right.
wants to be bothered with me. So they said that they're very kind to me, the old lady. And so I'm doing that this weekend. I get back Sunday, and then Tuesday I was asked to speak at the orientation for my teaching parish program, which is everybody that's a preacher and a student. And I said, "Are you Are you sure you want to give me a microphone? Like, are you really sure that that's what you want to do? And they said yes. So I've written it. And so, anyway, so it's ready to go. So that, and then classes start the next day on Wednesday.
Exciting.
I know it is my last year. So all good things.
Good. Well,
Yeah.
good. Good times.
Yeah. I'm sure we will report back. I don't know. We'll figure out when we're going to record. So it might be a little off, friends. It might not be Wednesday when we update, but we will update. So,
All right, everybody,
all
have a
right.
good week.
Have a great one, everyone. Find your people.